A very good morning to you all, and Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas. Merry Christmas. Yes, how nice. Welcome to Christmas 2023. Welcome to all those who are worshiping with us for the first time or doing so after a long while. Today we are having just a short service. And you can see I'm all dressed up, not the way I usually look, to look Christmas. This is what we do in Cameroon. Everybody will be dressed smartly before going to church. We want to thank God for bringing us to this moment. It's a time of celebration. It's a time of festivity. And we pray that we will find time to share with our families and our friends. Our first hymn is 306, O Come All Ye Faithful. Let us pray. Gracious and merciful Father, as we gather here in our congregation on this Christmas day, we come with hearts filled with awe and reverence. In the midst of the festive celebrations, we recognize the true reason for our joy, the birth of your Son, Jesus Christ. We come before you acknowledging the significance of this day and seeking your presence among us. Open our hearts to receive the message of hope and salvation that Christ brings. May our worship be a sweet offering to you on this special occasion. In the name of Jesus Christ, your Son, our Lord, we pray. Amen. We will now listen to our reading.
As a slight change to the printed order of service, our reading today will be from John chapter 1, verses 1 to 4. The Word became flesh. In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. He was with God in the beginning. Through him all things were made. Without him nothing was made that has been made. In him was life, and that life was the life of men. Amen.
Our next hymn, It Was on a Starry Night, 302. Ariel, do you want to come and light the fifth candle?
Again, try. Yes.
Hold it there. O little town of Bethlehem. And as we sing that hymn, let the children put their gifts together, and I would like to see them afterwards. 304. Good morning, children. Merry Christmas to you all. Can I see your gift? What did Santa bring you this Christmas? Okay. What's that? It's a robot. What's that? It's a robot. It can move its head and arm. Nice thing to play with. And who has this beautiful car? It's you. Can you take me in that car? Can you take me in your car? No, you can't. Beautiful. Oh, Anna, what you got? What have you got? A tablet. Yes, take your tablet, Anna. Anna, take your tablet. What did you get, Ariel? A watch. Wow. All of you've got so many beautiful gifts. Did you bring any gift for Jesus? Any gift for Jesus today? Yes, all of us have brought our hearts to Jesus, our worship and our thanksgiving. Oh, what is that? A lizard. That's nice. All right, now we will sing Happy Birthday to Jesus. Okay? I hope you all enjoy your gifts and enjoy your day. So, happy birthday to Jesus. Thank you. Please go back to your seats. Please be seated. Or rather, remain standing for the next hymn. See in yonder manger low, 3:13. Thank you. Last Friday, I was invited to share a Christmas story with the Roman Catholic Church here in Newport. And I spoke to them on the theme, Njangi and Nativity in Womb, Lessons in Sharing and Giving at Christmas. I would like to share my story with you this morning. I belong to a group of gentlemen from our secondary and high school days in Womb called Koyoba. Koyoba means Courtyard Old Boys Association, and the name reflects the quarter in which we grew up, where the High Court in Womb Town is located. Koyoba was created a few years ago by my contemporaries, most of whom now reside in the capital city of Cameroon in Yaoundé. They meet each Friday evening, while I sometimes join virtually via Zoom. The past week has been particularly spirited as plans unfolded for the upcoming celebration of Christmas. And the discussions revolved around a decision that sparked lively debates among us, the choice of the Christmas cow. Should it be a male or a female? From the nearby village or anywhere else, and some of the members even argued whether the cow should be white or black or brown. Such divergent opinions created a symphony of preferences, but thank God we finally decided last Thursday night and a cow was purchased on Saturday. Now don't ask me whether the cow is a male or a female cow or a white or black cow. All is that we now have a cow for the Christmas stew. The debate in the Koyoba group this week brought back memories of a Christmas during my childhood in Womb, where my mother was an integral part of a Njangi group. Njangi is a tradition rooted in friendship, and it involves monthly contributions from members. At the end of the year, the accumulated funds are used to purchase a cow, which is divided amongst members to use for the feasts and to bring joy to families. One year, however, as the excitement for Christmas mounted, the treasurer of the Njangi group failed to produce the funds earmarked for the cherished cow. The meeting that was held in our home turned somber or sad when the treasurer failed to show up on the day they were to discuss the purchase of the cow, but instead sent word that the money had been stolen. Disappointment hung heavy, and the celebration seemed dimmed. How could Christmas be complete without this anticipated beef stew to accompany our rice, an essential Christmas dish? The following day, my parents gathered us to break the news. There would be no cow meat this Christmas, and inviting friends over, a cherished tradition, was discouraged. But just when the gloom threatened to settle in, something magical happened. A benevolent neighbor who happened to have a herd of cows stepped forward and offered to lend a cow to the Njangi group. The joy that swept through our families was palpable. With a borrowed cow, Christmas was back on track, and our celebrations regained their grandeur. As I reminisce about these tales from Womb, I can't help but draw parallels to the festivities in Scotland, where my family and I now make a living. While Cameroonians savor the richness of beef stew with rice, Scots too have their own culinary traditions intertwined with the spirit of Christmas. Very few turkeys were left on the shelves in shops last Friday. The warmth of gathering, the joy of sharing food, and the resilience to ensure a festive feast These are universal themes that bridge cultures and make celebrations memorable no matter where we are. There are a few things I want us to take home from my story this morning. The first is community bonding and shared traditions. The Koyoba group's lively debates over choosing a Christmas cow reflect the strong sense of community and shared traditions. In Wum, the Njangi tradition rooted in friendship fosters a sense of togetherness. Christmas becomes a shared experience where everyone contributes to the festivities. And then the second theme is overcoming challenges with generosity. The disappointment faced by the Njangi group when the funds were allegedly stolen could have dampened the Christmas spirit. However, the benevolent neighbor's generosity in lending a cow exemplifies the power of kindness in overcoming challenges. It teaches us to remain resilient and extend a helping hand in times of need. And then also there is the universal theme of celebration. The parallels I have drawn between Christmas in Wum and Scotland emphasize universal themes of celebration. Regardless of cultural differences, the warmth of gathering, sharing food, and the resilience to ensure a festive feast are universal values. It reminds us that the joy of Christmas transcends borders and cultures. In our congregation here in Newport on Tay, a number of cultures come together or meet. We are Cameroonians, Scottish, Irish, Australians, Ukrainians, and people from other European countries. Today, many in Scotland will be eating delicacies like turkey, Christmas pudding, mince pies, nips and tatties, Balmoral chicken, haggis, smoked salmon, and other traditional Christmas delicacies. These delectable dishes contribute to the unique and diverse flavors that define a Scottish Christmas feast. The emphasis on hearty, warming foods reflects Scottish winter traditions and the desire to create a festive atmosphere for families and friends. At the manse, we shall also have corn fufu and huckleberry or bitterleaf soup. That is the spice of life. I believe it is important to remember that as Christians celebrating Christmas, we share a common bond. Our shared humanity and the joy of celebrating Christmas with love are essential elements that unite us. I wish you all Merry Christmas and a very Happy New Year when it comes. Let us pray. Our dear Father in heaven, as we celebrate the birth of our Savior Jesus Christ, we lay our sins before you, seeking your mercy and grace. Wash us clean and renew our spirits that we may walk in the light of Christ's love. Grant us the strength to turn away from sin and embrace the path of righteousness. We pray for unity amongst us. Dear Heavenly Father, we come before you with gratitude, thanking you for the gift of your Son, Jesus Christ, whose birth we celebrate. We are grateful for the love and salvation that Christ brings to our lives. Thank you for the peace that surpasses all understanding and for the hope that Christmas represents. Continue to bless and strengthen us through the power of the Holy Spirit. Amen. A final hymn, Hark the Herald Angels Sing, 301.
peace and serve the Lord. The Lord bless you and watch over you. The Lord make his face to shine upon you and be gracious to you. A God who knows the thoughts and the desires of every heart, guide and strengthen and fill you with all spiritual blessings and grace, that you may daily rejoice and be ready to give an account of your faith in the world. Mm-hmm.